Welcome to Electric Lawn Talk. Each week, the electric lawn care professionals get together to talk about the electric lawn and landscape business and have some fun along the way. Whether you are in the business, thinking of getting started, or just want to hear the tips, tricks, struggles, and victories of the move to electric, you are in the right place. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Electric Lawn Talk. My name is Jake with Green Team Denver. Joining me tonight, I have Dan Cienfuegos down with Electron. I've got Jamar with Peaceful Lawn and Garden, and I've got Sandy with Electric Turf Pros. How's it going, fellas?
It's going. It's going well. Energized, excited, coming off of a Thanksgiving weekend, holiday, time with the family. I mean, I had a great time. I'm not sure about you guys.
For sure, I had a great time. And great food, hung out, wrestled, almost got put in the chokehold by my 13-year-old. So I got to get back in the gym, start doing some more push-ups. But yeah, great times.
How about you, Dan?
Same here, man. We had a great time. We hosted here at the house. We had a lot of people over. We ate a lot of food. I ate a lot of carbs, which is not normal for me lately, but gained some weight. So time to get back into the running schedule and get it going.
Good for you.
Wait a minute. Did you say you ate a lot of carbs?
I did.
You said that on the air, right?
Yeah, I did.
You broke our rule, accountability, buddy.
Oh, no. I even text you. I'm like, Thanksgiving's the only day.
I never saw a text. Y'all heard it here first.
I think it's just like a known. That's a cheat day. Come on.
All right, you get a pass then.
good.
I'll look it up and send it to you. What?
All right, fellas. Well, so I'm glad you guys had a good Thanksgiving. Before we know it, Christmas is going to be here. Speaking of all that, I mean, seasons are kind of changing over, especially here in Denver. We've seen a little bit of snow here and there. What kind of things are you guys getting into these days? Is anybody still mowing? Dan, what do you guys got going on down there?
Yeah, we're still mowing, boy. We've been mowing today. We're mowing and hanging Christmas lights and doing landscapes. So we're dabbled in quite a bit of things, but nevertheless, we're definitely having some fun trying to make everybody work the best we can and try to navigate this holiday season the best we can.
Good for you, man. So Greenworks still working out well for you guys down there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little heavy. That's my biggest complaint about it, but it's working out well. I don't use it. I still use the old Mean Green, but Joel loves it. He won't touch the Mean Green now.
Hey, well, if it's got Joel's stamp of approval, it must be a good machine right there. That's all I got to say, because Joel is the man.
Yeah, all 5'4" of him.
I mean, it is a 36-inch standard. You know what I mean?
It is. It's heavy, so it makes him feel bigger, maybe. I'm about to ask him.
Oh, nice. Jamar, what do you got going on down there? Houston, you guys still like 100 degrees down there?
No, we in the 40s tonight, baby. You know, getting a little cool breeze come through here. We're still mowing. We hung some Christmas lights today. Didn't quite finish. I think we got a little dark on as we were doing these trees. These trees take a whole lot longer than we ever expect. So we're definitely amateurs in that. This is only kind of our second go.
Amen.
Yeah, this is only our second go. And trees are definitely getting a price increase moving forward. But yeah, we're doing that. A lot of our clients are now mowing-wise. We're going to bi-weekly. We're bending bike weekly for about a month or so. And then we have a few that'll go monthly. And then we still got a whole gang of them that are weekly every week. So the grass is not growing very fast, but we're still doing a little leaf management, blowing off, you know, porches and patio furniture and, you know, just making the house look presentable, you know. And so that's what we sell. We don't sell just mowing. We don't sell just cutting grass. We want to partner with you and help you keep your place pretty. You know, that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Nice work. So other than the mowers, what would you say is the biggest electric tool that you're using right now? Would it be the blowers with just keeping things pretty?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the blowers. We found that, you know, this is not green industry related, but Ryobi has a hot glue gun that's battery powered. It's pretty dope, you know?
Yeah, we use it. Which one do you use?
I don't know which model it is, but it's the little one that has a little portable charger on it.
I got the one with the gun.
Yeah.
The hot glue gun. Like $30. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. So we were using that to like glues Christmas lights to stones and stuff like that. So that's probably like the newest addition on the battery lineup. But other than that, yeah, man, we're just blowing with leaves, mulching. We're starting to bag some of our live oak leaves. They don't mulch very well. I don't care what mower you have, gas or electric. Those things just don't do well when they want to mulching up. So that's pretty much what we're using right now, man. And really trying to finish out the year strong, trying to stack cash, trying not to take the foot off the pedal. You know, the end of the year for us is January 15th is what my coach tells me. He's like, not December 30th or 31st. It's keep pushing through all the way through that finish line. We'll come up for air in January and see where we're at. So that's where we're at right now.
That's awesome. Good for you. You just gave me a tiny bit of anxiety, you know, with the end of the year comes, you know, thinking about taxes and everything. So just give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. But
hey, man, if you're not paying taxes, you're not making no money.
That's right.
That's profit first, right?
I don't know if it's profit first, but I'm more of the lines of Greg Crabtree, Simple Numbers. Y'all hadn't got that book or read it or listened to it. It's fantastic, phenomenal. The guy lays it out, simple plan, but somebody that I learned from, Potoshnik, you know, was the first person I heard even mention a guy. And I've read his books, both his books, and it's something that we're practicing and we're trying to get fully capitalized this next year and really, you know, push that envelope. We're still young enough, we're investing enough that we're not paying much of anything in taxes because, you know, we're buying vans, we're buying mowers. And hopefully next year, we're not buying a whole lot of anything. We just like to focus on profit next year and, you know, hit that $500,000 mark while being profitable is kind of where we are. I think we can do that because we won't have to buy too many more assets or if any at all.
Yeah, it's kind of a beautiful thing. I think a couple of us, you know, we're young companies, but I know Green Team Denver this year experienced that where we really didn't buy any major assets. And it's really a game changer as far as the profitability goes. And it's kind of eye-opening and a beautiful thing. So I'm excited for you for that. I know Dan and Ronnie over there at Electron are also going to be focusing on profit in 2024. So I'm excited for you guys as well. So let's see what's coming down the pike. But Sandy, what's been going on with you down there, man? It's been kind of quiet from your end lately. What you been up to?
Hey man, just putting my head down. As you guys know, I'm pretty young since I've restarted everything once I got down here to the Tampa Bay area. But I mean, right now, just similar to Jamar, we transitioned or been doing bi-weekly now for about a month or so. And we're still mowing. Grass is still growing. People are still out there fertilizing, so we're still cutting that grass. You know, so things are going well. Just like I said, putting my head down. I'm in a very unique position where most of the neighborhoods where I am currently are not even halfway done being built. So, you know, the calls start coming in as soon as a block essentially starts to close. They typically try to close them all within the same time range or like a week. And that's when I know that, hey, you know, that new street is opened up. So things are going well. Like I said, just in a unique situation where leads are coming to me without having to push too much marketing. You know, obviously I stay visible on Google and on the social media as well, just to try to get that attention where it is essentially. But things are going well. I did a couple installs this year myself for Christmas lights, not pushing it too heavily, just essentially offered it to some of my clients. I had two repeat clients that I installed for, one of them being my wife, but you know, enjoy it, learn something that I didn't know last year too. So love that I can learn something new every year. I actually went out on a couple projects to help Electron as well too. So learn some things from them and some best practices. So just taking it all in and continuing to move that boat further down the canal.
That is so awesome. And you guys are so lucky, Electron and Electric Turf Blows. How far are you guys apart? Like 45 minutes?
Far.
It's not far. It's like 35 minutes. But there's typically a lot of traffic. So that turns into 40 minutes sometimes, depending on the day. It could even turn up to an hour because the traffic in Riverview in the area that I'm in is the worst. I mean, you can find memes on memes on how bad it is. But, you know, typically on a good day, it's about 35 to 40 minutes. Not far at all. It's kind of funny because one of their contractors that Electron works with very closely is a pool installer. And again, because this is a newer neighborhood, they are in here almost every other day, either finishing up a pool or starting up a pool. and they sub work out to Ronnie and Dan for irrigation work and things of that nature. So, you know, as soon as he's done with that irrigation job, I'm coming right behind him and doing the quote for lawn maintenance, which is awesome. So, you know, we're helping each other out in every way, and as it should be for, you know, so if you guys have someone local too that you can reach out to and kind of network, it's important. You know, don't be afraid to reach out to someone and make friends. You never know how helpful someone can be, whether 20 minutes down the road, even 5 minutes down the road. We're all here to help each other out. And, you know, everyone, there's plenty of money to be made around, you know, and plenty of money to go around for everyone.
Amen.
Man, I hope everybody in the back row heard that, because I feel like that cannot be understated. So many of us, we cruise around in our trucks and we're looking at the other guy kind of through the side of our eye and everything, like they're the competition. But that's a kind of a weak mindset, not having that abundance mindset. You know, like you said, Sandy, there's plenty to go around for all of us. And, you know, honestly, if we work together, it just ends up being win-win. So build your community, whether it's your fellow lawn care people, whether it's, you know, manufacturers, dealers, all that stuff. And that's a little teaser, because we're about to get into that. But Sandy, I'm going to kick it back to you real quick, because we've kind of been chatting offline here at Electric Lawn Talk, and we've got some kind of things in the works. Do you mind kind of giving us a brief overview of what our listeners can expect coming up from Electric Lawn Talk?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely have a bigger focus on essentially providing as much value to the listeners, right? To you guys, the ones who are listening and making those downloads. The list is not very big, but we're working on, you know, getting that bigger footprint. So again, we really want to focus on bringing value to you guys, as much value as possible. And I'm sure you guys may have seen, we've posted to a couple of the electric lawn care communities on Facebook, and also posted on our social medias. But we're starting to put some things together again to bring that value to you. And if you guys haven't seen it, we're looking to start a series called From the Field, where, you know, we take you guys that are out there in the trenches and building your businesses, and we bring you on online here and have a chat with you guys and get to learn about you and your story. And also, so you could share your experiences with the, you know, the listeners as well. So again, so we can kind of continue to build that community amongst each other, and just showcase what you do in your communities and how you're making an impact, whether it's battery powered or even gas powered. You know, this is, again, this is a unique place where we're in. And right now with the current times, more and more companies are having to make the switch to battery powered, whether it's forcefully or voluntarily, you know, slowly kind of trickling that in. So it's great to, you know, get other perspectives, and we want to bring that to all of you guys and bring you guys on here too. So if you are interested in, you know, putting your story out there and having a conversation with us, you know, please reach out to us. Like I said, we made some posts out there, so you can comment and reach out to us, and we can go ahead and get something set up. We want to bring your story to the world and to other listeners like you guys, to just get us all across whatever threshold we're looking to, you know, get over. And I know I kind of threw a lot out there, so I'm not sure if you guys want to add anything else to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was just going to kind of emphasize one point that you made, that, you know, whether you run all gas equipment currently, or if maybe you're starting to dabble in some hand tools on the electric battery side, you know, feel free to reach out. Feel free to engage with us. Dan, question for you. Do we hate people that run gas equipment on Electric Lawn Talk?
Absolutely not.
No way.
Everybody does their own things and find ways to do things. So I think it's good to have a difference. It's good also to have those differences and to move forward and kind of work together sometimes, because you will. I think there's a best of both worlds environment that we can go through and learn from each other.
Yeah, man, 100%. Like in business, as well as lawn care, landscaping, all of it, we encounter it every day. There's like a million and one, excuse the phrase, but ways to skin the cat, you know? And you know, that can be whatever CRM you use, or that can be whether you use gas or battery equipment. And the reality is, hey, as long as you're taking pride in your work, you're providing a good product to the customer, a good service to them, and you're being professional and representing the green industry in a professional manner, that's what we really care about. So we're all in this together, and we all are just here to learn and learn from each other. So anything else, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. So to kind of, you know, bring that back full circle, and again, I apologize, I get excited for this, but you know, again, we're just all of us as a collective, we're working hard to, again, find different ways to bring as much value to you listeners as possible. So, you know, we're starting with, you know, from the field, but we're working on, you know, other projects that are also, again, going to bring that awareness out to everyone. And for those who may not be using battery powered or who are using battery powered, we want to learn from you, just like you guys are maybe learning from us, and hopefully you're learning from us. But, you know, data is important, you know, and it's all available, and we all have different data sets that we can provide. So that's what we're really trying to pull and bring to you guys.
Heck yeah, man. Appreciate that, Sandy. So as I kind of mentioned, I kind of teased it earlier that, you know, community is important, whether it's the guy that's cutting grass, down the road from you, or whether it's the podcast that you listen to, or whether it's the dealers or the reps, the manufacturer reps that you have relationships with. So my question to you, gentlemen, is one, do you have relationships with any local dealers? And if you do, is that of value or like important to you guys? Dan, let's start with you.
Absolutely. It is important. Actually, a lot of our equipment that we buy, we want to have it from specific dealers that we have connections with, or at least talk to quite a bit. And that's what we've been doing. So we have Makita, we have like the reps here that we talk to quite a bit. That really helps us if an equipment's broken. If an equipment's broken, they help us get a repair or whatnot, give us a demo, kind of just allow us to have lower downtime or smaller downtime. And then we started working with Choo Choo as well here locally for us. They're literally down the road, probably like 5 minutes. That's where we got the Greenworks. And we've been working with them. They've been pretty good to us as well. We also have Less of Tampa Bay that we work with just for our Mean Green dealer. That's pretty much our closest dealer for us for that specific mower, which also helps us out. They've been really helpful anytime we have problems with that. But I think if you have a dealer within, you know, 10, 20 miles away from you, it's the best thing. And then be buying equipment that they sell. It's probably the best thing because it just helps you get that product faster. If you need something, they can go to them, say, hey, do you have this? Do you have that? They can work with you, have that good relationship with them. I think that's not make or break, but it's just very helpful to have that near you.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just circle back and make sure that I understand. So do you work directly with the Makita representatives?
Yes. So we do. We have the sales rep that, I guess the distribution rep that does, you know, Northern Florida. Then we have one that's Southern Florida.
Do you mind just kind of like talking to us about how do you start that relationship? Did they reach out to you or did you reach out to them? And then how do you kind of foster this relationship to make sure that it's kind of a positive thing for your business?
So the way we started, so there was a local company that was starting up a dealership back in 2020, about November timeframe. They were opening up new, so they had Makita and Mean Green as their electric equipment coming up. We heard about it because we're like, Mean Green told us there was another dealer coming up that was going to come here in Lakeland to start selling Mean Green. So we went to the event and then we actually met Steve, the rep for that dealer that was helping the dealer, you know, bootstrap it or helping it launch its products and be there to show people what to buy and kind of demo the products for them. And then from there, we met him and then, you know, had those conversations back and forth. We bought product from him and we'll give them feedback. And really Ronnie's been handling that conversation back and forth with Steve and Henry, which is also a Makita rep. And that's where we've just been talking to them and finding their best things. And for us, luckily, that's been very helpful because the product's very good warranty. So it's helped our business because it's cheap in the long run, or cheaper in the long run. Up front, it's expensive, but in the long run, it's cheaper.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for kind of walking us through that. And then I'm assuming as far as the dealerships go, you know, you just kind of search, okay, what dealers are around me? What kind of products do they sell? And then you can go in or give them a call. And how has that experience been for you as far as the electric equipment goes with those dealers?
For me, for the Mean Green, I mean, it's just one dealer in our area, which is over in Pinellas Park, which is probably about an hour from us. We just take it to literally that dealer is just for the Mean Green. We don't let anyone else touch our Mean Green other than them. And then for the local one that's like 5 minutes down the road, they have Greenworks. So we just take it over there. Right now, we've been blessed. There's nothing wrong with our Greenworks. I think we're getting close to 100 hours to it, and we don't have any problems with it. So we'll knock on some wood and see how the dealer handles that. But I think Sandy has some more information on that same dealer because we're working with the same dealer for Greenworks as he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just say that, obviously, I think it's something, it's a sentiment that probably we all share. You know, typically when we have anyone ask, you know, for our opinions regarding, hey, what tools should I go with, or what brand should I go with? You know, typically you'll probably hear that we would lead with, hey, you know, what's around you? Like, what type of support do you have around you? Like, who can you get to the quickest when, you know, everything fails, right? So who can provide you that support when it's going to be the most important, right? You know, back to Dan's point, in our case, you know, we're lucky to have a great dealer, you know, not too far from either of our locations. And that's Choo Choo's. You know, that's actually where we purchased our mowers. And for the Zeroton that I have, of course, as well, you know, anytime that we have any issues, you know, they're either sending someone out to the field to troubleshoot, which they've already done for us, or, you know, we quickly drop it off and they can turn things around within an hour or 2 hours tops. So they're pretty dedicated to their service program. I mean, I think that's what differentiates them between everyone else. You know, granted, they are the only ones that carry the brand currently. But as, you know, the market begins to grow, continues to grow, and you know, they add more dealers, I think that's where they're going to shine, right? You know, are they willing to go above and beyond than the next guy? And personally, we've seen that already. So we're fortunate to have someone like that pays attention. They know that, you know, we're in a unique situation because we don't have gas spares, right? So we don't have a gas powered zero turn that we can turn to when our machine goes down. So they do take the time to go above and beyond. So super appreciative of that. And again, how do we make that relationship? Simply, when I moved out here, I figured out who that local dealer was going to be. And I literally went and sat in their office and spoke to them for about an hour to a half hour to get to know what their plans were if we made an additional investment, which we did, right? We bought that Optima Z this year, and with the sole intention that we had certain expectations of what our interaction was going to be, right? From a service perspective, because we didn't want to, you know, there's people that would share really negative experiences with Greenworks specifically and the way that they handle service requests in the past. So we didn't want to be part of that list, right? So we made that relationship. We reached out to people. We introduced ourselves. And we just, you know, said to presidents, like, hey, we want to work with you. And we want it to be a partnership, you know, and we need to be on the same page. And, you know, it's worked out so far.
That's awesome. That's a really good kind of breakdown of how to kind of vet more or less a dealer, right? Which we've found, for better or for worse, is pretty darn important for this electric equipment, at least historically. It's gotten a lot better as far as warranty service and customer service in general. But it's definitely an important factor for any outdoor power equipment. Now, Sandy, my next question for you is, have you ever worked with any manufacturer representatives directly? I believe the answer is yes. So if so, which ones and how did you kind of first form that relationship with them?
Sure. So the most recent one, of course, that I partnered with this year was Crest Commercial. They've actually reached out through a mutual connection back when I was in the South Carolina, North Carolina area. So I've started to work with them when they were in pre-launch, right? So they didn't really have a product. They were working on creating a product and bringing it to market. So we've been working with them for some time. And then ultimately, once they decided to launch and have a, you know, a market ready solution, right, from an OPE perspective, I continued to work with them to test those tools out and ultimately put it to the test and see how it compared to the masses. But I worked specifically with them this year, and obviously, again, that connection happened through networking, right? So it's something that we brought up earlier today. It's how important it is to reach out to your fellow lawn care companies around and just kind of, again, create that network, have someone you can go to for assistance or guidance in general. So build up a network back up north. They introduced me to these folks and then I started to work with them. Granted, I didn't pay for any of the equipment, but again, in return, I have to put the tools to test, right? And provide them feedback and unconditional attention when it comes to that, right? Because we're going to try to help make the product better at the end of the day. But in any case, it's been great working with them. They're receptive to make changes to, you know, one thing that you'll probably hear from anyone who's tried their tools is that the commercial side of things is way heavier than most of their competitors, right? So they're coming out with different ways to kind of help address that issue. But overall, tools they work well, they work okay. Had some, you know, some tools work better than others. And again, they know that and they're doing what they need to as an organization to get it to where it needs to be. Outside of Crest, you know, I started to work with Makita as well. And this was an introduction from the Electron Boys, actually. I had no clue about Makita or their OPE, and I really didn't know much about them. So, you know, they brought me into the fold, and they had a training session that we were able to attend in Georgia. That was fantastic and, you know, allowed me to learn about a product and a level of service that I haven't really experienced, even outside of Greenworks and our local dealer. It's something that I'm looking forward to. So it's probably going to be, and I kind of mentioned that in a prior episode, but I think the next truck that we outfit is going to be with Makita and their OP. So that way we can be as versatile as possible and offering our clients the best service as well.
That's awesome, man.
Not sure if I got to give you the answer to your question, but
no, you gave me everything I wanted and more, Sandy. You never disappoint. I was just thinking to myself that I just love our Electric Lawn Talk group because we're not all using the same exact, you know, brand. So we get this diverse perspective and opinions and everything. And I feel like this is the exact value of having a community, of hearing about all these different brands and perspectives and everything. And it's just so invaluable. So I really appreciate that, man. I just want to share kind of what the impetus for this discussion this evening was. And that was that I have finally developed a relationship with my local Ego dealer here in the Denver area. And I'm very, very excited about it, to say the least. As you guys may have learned over the podcast episodes, I'm kind of an Ego fanboy a little bit. We've kind of been Ego from day one, more or less. We've dabbled tiny bit with some other brands, but we always just keep coming back to Ego at the end of the day. After making the connection with my local Ego rep. Today, he dropped off to me the Ego commercial backpack blower and the new commercial 20-inch chainsaw to demo out. So I'm really excited about that, especially since it's leaf season right now here in Denver. I got to try it just literally the last hour of the day today. And initial thoughts on it is it's super quiet for the power that it puts out. I'm not sure, honestly, how they did it. And it's very powerful as well. So it is a little bit heavy, but it's got some pretty heavy duty straps on it. It's got a waist belt, it's got a chest strap and everything. So you can really get strapped in there really good and nicely. So I'm pretty excited about that. Looks like over the next few months, I might be testing out their commercial pole chainsaw, maybe doing some tree pruning throughout the winter and whatnot. Other than that, I'm probably going to hold out for testing out some of the rest of the stuff because growing season has pretty much done here. The grass has officially started turning brown and the white stuff has kind of started to fall. So
yeah,
we're limited on time here.
You guys have that good white stuff.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. The fluffy, good snow out there for sure.
Fluffy, dry, perfect for skiing out there. So yeah, man, it's been a great season. We're kind of getting close to wrapping it up here in Denver. We typically end around the middle of December. Then we kind of go into the R&D mode, research and development, kind of reflect and kind of see where can we make improvements. And this is where, you know, we think about everything from, you know, what relationships do we want to continue to foster? What relationships do we want to build upon? And, you know, what changes do we want to make? So we're definitely excited for that phase. Well, gentlemen, this has been a great conversation tonight. I know it's kind of a little bit of a quick hitter, but I think that we just want to stay atop of everybody's mind and just stay in touch. And we're, like Sandy kind of alluded to, we're really working hard to be more consistent for our listeners and provide some added value. So you guys got anything to say in closing?
Hey, just stay tuned, man. We're trying to build this up for the community. You know, there's a lot of us on here. So, you know, we're going to work to try to create a cadence that's going to work best. And give us feedback. You know, don't be afraid. Just let us know what works, what doesn't. We want to try to keep this as real as possible. We're all people. We're all human, right? So we'll take it. We'll take it. Just send it our way for sure. But how about you, Dan? You got anything else?
Nah, man. Just like, I guess you said it too, right? Don't be afraid to ask us questions. Hit us up on our company IGs, or, you know, if you have our emails, shoot us an email, shoot us a text. I mean, most of us will answer eventually, but we'll answer
100%. Jamar, we're just wrapping up here the conversation for the evening. Anything you want to leave our beloved listeners with?
Man, just the usual, man. Go out there, be great, make connections, live in abundance. It's all out there for us, man. Money comes from one place and one place only. That's other people. Go love on them, be kind to them, serve them, and they usually throw their money at you if you're giving them something worth it. So that's it. Let's go make these connections.
Awesome.
Man, you could always count on Jamar to drop those nuggets, man. Always.
That's right.
That's right. Well, as always, everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, always be charging.
Let's get it.
Thanks for listening to Electric Lawn Talk. Don't miss the next episode. Be sure to subscribe, and while you're at it, help spread the word by leaving a rating and review.